after an acute illness, some of those chemical changes that are happening in the brain can also cause psychosis. And this is not just in the setting of COVID, but really any, you know, severe illness. And so our normal ways of knowing what's real, what's not, and being able to tell the difference between, like, for example, dream state versus wakeful state, right? We kind of take a lot of this for granted, but there's a huge, you know, chunk of machinery inside your head that has to do all that work to be able to tell us what those things are. So that's what those pathways and networks inside the brain can be impaired, both during the acute illness and afterwards.